Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Meeting. Today is August the 9th. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Oliver Mahitha, the Chair and the Planning Division Manager. If we can do introductions, please.
I'm C. Chaco, Land Development.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Brooks Engineering.
Mahmoud Kodo, Traffic Engineer.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Adam Oaks, Water Department Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Laura Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DRC Secretary.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. Again, we'll call up the items one at a time. Staff will come up to the podium to make a presentation, a summary. If you'd like to, if you're going to have questions or what have you, we'd like to invite you to the other podium. And then we could move quickly. We'll have the site plan on the overhead here for us. First item, I guess that's me. Item number one is Conditional Use Permit 1520. It's a request to allow the conversion of an existing commercial building, office building exactly, to develop and operate a motel comprised of 39 rooms, and the building has approximately 19,000 square feet. Property is located at 3972 North Waterman Avenue, and it's within the commercial general zone. Some of you committee members may recall that this has been on the agenda. We reviewed it probably a year ago or thereabouts. It seemed like we had flushed through some of the requirements. I know that we've gone through a couple of renditions of the site design layout for the connectivity to the adjoining site to the west. The applicant has prepared a marketing study. We've had further conversations on that. We at the planning department, we're ready to proceed with the planning commission consideration of this. So we're bringing it before you for conditions and see if there's any other comments that you may have. And with that, I'd like to start the comments. I don't know if you have any questions. You could sit there. That's fine for now. You're certainly welcome to ask any questions if you have any as they come up. C-Chat, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. This is the condition for the applicant. Just want to remind that we got the prelim, the WQMP, and it was conceptually approved with minor comment to incorporate in the final design. And just want to make sure that no cross-lot drainage is going to be allowed without any reciprocal agreement or drainage acceptance letter for these projects. Also, existing parking lot will need to be slowly sealed and restriped, and a demo permit is going to be required for that portion of the building that's going to be demo. Most of the comment I just standard that's provided on the
okay.
No further comment.
Thank you. Gary, do you have anything to add for us?
No, I'm just have some questions.
Okay, thank you. Robert, anything for us?
Yes, as we're reviewing it, we have to run across that the dedication is going to be needed to fit the general plans. The MISP code that indicates that dedication will be going to 50 feet. For some reason, it looks like it says 30 feet, which I think is not correct, but still, if you are already at 50 feet, then no additional dedication is going to be needed. It's just the 50 feet that we're going for. A street light will be asked for, pretty much somewhere in the front of your parcel, along with your driveway approaches to the ADA requirements, and any existing sidewalk or curb and gutter that it meets the ADA requirements and or any broken sidewalk, curb and gutter be replaced for that portion of it. One of the concerns we happen to be running across is that the northerly driveway may be in conflict with the left turn pocket going onto 40th Street. You may want to review that and double check to make sure that it is allowable. If by chance it is allowable, everything would remain, but if it's not allowable because of the left turn pocket, we may request that be right turn in and right turn out only for that northerly driveway. Other than that, anything that you work on for the paving, if there's any paving, curb gutter, sidewalk, driver approach, all those, although we're requesting it, a permit and requirements for traffic control are going to be through Caltrans, because that is within their jurisdiction. So work with them to understand what they're going to be needing. We're going to require you to make sure that you have to meet the ADA. However, you'll need to work with them to issue get the permit issued to you and also the traffic control. That's all I got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No comment from the no traffic study required. However, I need to check with Caltrans in case they are requiring anything as far as the traffic.
When will we know what those mitigation measures for Caltrans would be?
They're not gonna be requiring it, we're the ones that are requiring it. They'll just need to obtain the permits and the...
At that time?
Whatever the final decision will we have, they'll need to obtain the permits from Caltrans. And that could be a long process, so just make sure you start being aware of what Caltrans needs are in order to get that permit. We're gonna require you to get them, but since it's their property or their jurisdiction, you'll need to get the permits through them.
So for the sake of moving forward on the project, is a traffic study, is it sufficient? Is it...
It's not required for us.
It's not required?
Unless Caltrans asks for something special through the permit.
Okay.
We don't have anyone.
Perfect, thank you. Thank you, Mahmoud. Ted, you have anything for us, please?
When this project previously came through to the... At the previous time that we've seen this, we issued our standard requirements at that time. My understanding is that we're gonna just go ahead and utilize the existing service connections with the addition of a possible fire service. Is that correct? Yeah, so it would just be standard requirements for connection for us at that time when you're ready.
Thank you.
Sure.
You guys gonna operate any form of continental breakfast or anything that may require food waste being discharged to sewer, or strictly motel rooms?
It is under consideration, depend how the city wants us to develop.
I'm gonna provide you a permit application. I just need you to fill it out and then provide plumbing plans to us prior, so that we can verify to see if the interceptor will be required.
Okay. I think what he's alluding to is when we had a conversation with Mark Rosico, our director, there was some discussion as to whether or not there would be some consideration of a restaurant in there or something. I don't think that we're looking to go in that direction, we don't know if there's going to be something in the lobby or what have you. We're going to have a Rice Krispies for the morning for breakfast, Rice Krispies and bananas. You got to have that, right?
No, we are open to any recommendations. That's fine.
And frosted.
Okay, frosted flakes, absolutely.
Cinnamon toast crunch.
is that okay? Thank you, Tracy. You have anything for us, please?
Yes. So the proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable, as long as the truck has access to the adjacent parking lot, the shopping center parking lot, to enter or exit through. Then the location is fine. You'll construct a standard plan 508 refuse enclosure. I've given you the detail that you'll work with the building division, and it appears on your site plan you have modified it, but you'll verify with the building division if that's acceptable for ADA access, but that is in addition to the 8x15 for bin storage. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sarah, any report from fire?
Nothing new. This was conditioned under the city fire department, so standard requirements.
No. Thank you.
No, same conditions, so we can move forward.
Okay, great. Do you have any questions as a committee members? Any clarification for anything?
Get going, so.
Awesome, perfect. This item where our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission. Our environmental determination is categorically exempt as an infill project under section 15332 of CEQA. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission of September the 12th.
Set motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We'll see you in September.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. Kindly introduce item number two, please.
Item number two is conditional use permit 17-13 and minor exception 17-05. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a social service housing facility containing approximately 22,750 square feet, comprised of 30 residential units for the low-income military veterans, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.76 acres. The property is located at 1351 North East Street within the Commercial General and the Transit Overlay District. This is environmentally the categorical exemption pursuant to section 15332 of infill development. The recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Anything to add to that? I know that there's been some modifications to the plans and such. We're good to go?
There have been some modifications to the plans, and per discussion with the different departments, we're good to go.
Perfect. Thank you. C-Tab, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. So we received the prelim WQMP for this project, and
I'm sorry. Would you like to move up, or?
Sure.
We don't bite. Sometimes. Great. Thank you. CJ? I'm sorry.
Okay. So we got the prelim WQMP submitted, and we just have a couple questions for the engineer regarding the proposed underground infiltration system that was shown on the plan. And we want to get that discussed with land development prior to plan commissions. Also, a full pad would be required, and just the standard conditions for this site.
That is copy to that. Yeah. We have them written here for you.
Okay.
Just got the wrong one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You have anything to add, Gary?
No, unless there's a question about the WQMP part of it.
Okay. Robert, anything for us?
The conditions that we had previously mentioned, are pretty much the same. Dedication on E Street. There is a moratorium right now because the street had been paved. So if any street cuts are going to happen for sewer, water, electrical of any sort, there may be additional requirements for paving a little bit more than just the trench itself. And pretty much everything else is the same. We did get from planning the new turning template. The only thing I need to work with on our side is to get the first few feet of the new turning template coming out onto the Stoddard Street.
Stoddard.
That we get it painted red so that we can accommodate the no parking and allow that turning template to get put in there. But it does work. The way you have it shown does work for both what we're asking for. So with that, I don't have anything else.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
We're no comments from traffic.
Thank you. Tim?
Yeah,
please.
Back when this first came to us in June, we issued standard requirements at that time, so it would just be new services for both water and sewer. I don't believe that there's an existing sewer lateral to the property. We might have to do a little more research for that, but it would just be standard requirements for connection. And the applications for both of those, for water and sewer, are available on our website,
mm-hmm.
or you can also stop by customer service section at the conclusion of this meeting, which is at 1350 Southeast Street.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Dan.
Any proposed plans for a central dining facility or strictly apartment?
Community room.
Standard sink. Any food being prepared there? No?
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Tracy?
Yes, so.
Please.
That's good to know that there won't be parking the first 10
feet.
Okay, because I was concerned about the...
Yeah, I think we showed in the exhibit the position of the cars. We showed a 10-foot.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's good because my comments reflect that if there was an issue, since it's a weekly service with the trash truck, if they were going to have a difficulty turning on the Stoddard, it may require... require additional services that could incur additional charges, but as long as they can make that turn, then we'll be okay. Right, and same comments as before, standard plan 508, 8x15 enclosure, work with the building division, please, to modify for ADA access. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcy. Sarah?
No, we worked with you on the site.
Yes, thank you.
So I, we're fine with the access at this point, so standard conditions required.
Thank you. Tom, anything for us?
Nothing new, other than, you know, it was brought up again, you know, for accessible units. It is a three-story building, so need to get a little more definition of how we're gonna gain access to the other floors, potentially elevators, provide accessible access. So it's something that we'll have to, you know, really take a closer look at, okay? But at that point, there's no other comments.
Thank you. Anything to add, Elizabeth? Do you have any questions of the committee members? So are we, from a standpoint of access and circulation, fire safety, we're good? We're good from the street access part? Okay, so with that, our recommendation is to move this to the planning commission. I guess it would be for the meeting of the September 9th. Like, entertain that motion, please?
Set motion.
Second.
Okay. All right, we'll see you for this one on next month.
Great.
Might as well stay there, right?
Yeah. All right, well, I'll sit down and come back.
You know, if you're counting your steps, by all means, I mean, I don't.
Can we take a break?
What's your bet that say? Are you, how many steps you gonna take back?
Okay, Elizabeth, will you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
Yes, item number three is conditional use permit 17-14 and minor exception 17-6. A request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a social service housing facility containing approximately 24,645 square feet, comprised of 29 residential units for low-income military veterans, along with the construction of the required outside and offsite improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.69 acres. The property is located at 488 West 17th Street, within the commercial general one zone and the transit overlay district, and it's categorically exempt pursuant to section 15332 of infill development of CEQA. Our recommendation is to move to the next planning commission.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Anything to add?
No, not anything like that.
Perfect, thank you. So, Chad, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. So this project has same conditions for prelim. We want to discuss with the engineer before the PC hearing date. Also, this project will require a lot merger, and just one of the site plans still shows that there's still a direct connection to the storm drain on 17th Street, and we want to make sure that it's be addressed, and the drainage would need to be come through Parkway Culvert unless it's approved by Public Work through any other method.
Thank you, C-Chair. Gary, anything to add? They've been quiet today.
No, not a whole lot of these. These are pretty straightforward.
Okay. Thank you. Robert?
This one again, dedication on E Street, again, to match the general plan. Again, these are very similar to the before. I think we only added one other item in there. Widen of E Street to match the beginning portion to match 30-foot center line, from center line for the curb alignment. Replacement of any damaged curb gutter or sidewalk that is not being replaced. Driver approaches to meet ADA. Again, grinding of 17th Street. E Street's already been taken care of. Again, if there's going to be any cuts into that street for water, sewer, or anything of that sort, there may be additional requirements because it is a moratorium street. The only thing that we had added on there is that the street light was there if we can have the head changed out from the existing high-pressure sodium to an LED. You don't have to relocate the pole, don't have to change the pole, just the head to an LED. That's the only thing we had added. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Mahmoud?
No comment from Dorothy.
Thank you. Ted?
So there is an existing water main that's in E Street, but there's also an existing water main that's in the alley that's scheduled for abandonment soon. And I believe that that's where the sewer main is as well. besides E Street, so the at this time, the water department is asking for an additional, in addition to the standard requirements for the services, and this was actually issued back when the project first came, it was on standard requirements as well. We are asking for you to enter into a developer install agreement, Rule Reg 20, and extend an 8-inch water main in the frontage of your project in 17th Street, because there is unfortunately no water main there at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that would...
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, okay. So if you were to do that, then you could obviously pull your services from there and you wouldn't have to go into East Street, hopefully.
Well,
not
so
for not
so
for sewer.
For the portion to connect the, to extend the main.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Ted.
Same question as last ones. They're going to be a communal...
Same,
you know,
program.
Okay. No further comments.
Thank you. Gracie?
So the location for the enclosure is still good. You'll construct a 508 8x15 with ADA modifications. This may have been addressed already. I just want to make sure the parking stall adjacent to the enclosure is protected with some type of buffer. I think that was addressed.
Yeah, we
so,
do have a landscape buffer at this point.
Okay. All right. That was it. That way the door doesn't swing into the stall. But thank you. That's all.
Crazy. Sarah, anything for fire, please?
Nope. We've discussed this quite a few times and we're good standing in front of
us. Awesome. Thank you. Clyde?
Same comments as before. Just we take a look at the three-story and accessibility. That's all we have.
Sounds good. Did you have any questions?
Yes, sir.
No? We're good. Again, our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. It would be for September the 12th. I'd like to entertain that motion, please.
Set motion.
Second.
Okay. We'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Chantal, would you kind of introduce item number four for us, please?
Sure. Item number four is development permit type E, 17-01, request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer parking facility on a site containing approximately 6.3 acres located at 2010 West Foothill Boulevard within the commercial heavy CH zone. There was an initial study and M&D prepared for the project that's been reviewed. We have actually approved this project previously, but some modifications were needed to allow access from trucks coming from the rail yard to the south. So a second driveway was added on the west side of the property. Other than that, that's the only change. And our recommendation is for approval today.
Okay. Again, as Chantal mentioned, this item was previously approved. Since that time, working with Caltrans on the location of the access and the driveway next to the existing intersection. So that has been resolved. And good thing you showed up, because I was ready to continue the item to the next meeting. So Bobby could kill you. Other than that, we're here nonetheless. Does anyone have anything you need to add to the item?
Should we talk? Ted, you want to talk about fire flow?
Sure.
You've got that now.
Yeah, actually, pursuant to the last meeting when this was a pre-app, Water Department went back and looked at both serving the site for water and sewer. And unfortunately, at this time, we are going to ask that the developer connect to the city's sewer collection system for sewer. They're not going to allow connection of or installation of a septic system for the site.
Even though we're so far away from the sewer? I thought I had an exemption. I thought I had the state allowed that I don't have to do it after a certain distance. That was my understanding.
Did you provide that to me, Ed? I think you did, but I'm asking again. I don't recall.
Okay. I'll look. I know you're You were water up until just recently, so.
Relatively new. That's fine.
I.
Same thing, water, sewer, same thing.
Yeah, there was some, well, there was some discussion with Water Department and Public Works regarding this project. And although, yeah, you're further away from the 200 feet, ultimately it's up to the Water Department, the purveyor of the system. And the Water Department, because of its location and the fact that that is near a plume that we have, that's a mitigation plume, the Water Department made the determination that they do want it to be connected to sewer collection system.
Okay,
so,
well, I'll look.
Right. That was actually, Ed, and I don't mind saying this here, but that was why I recommended that we have a meeting to discuss this outside of this forum. And the other issue is, as you brought up, is the fire flow. So really what the Water Department standpoint is regarding just the water issue is we will work with you and the developer on whatever we can do to satisfy the Fire Department's requirements.
Right.
But ultimately, it's going to be up to them. The public fire hydrant, Sarah, does not, it only is, the flow at 20 PSI residual is like 600 gallons per minute. It's really weak.
And how far away is that one?
It's pretty much fronting the project near
right.
the kind of basically.
It's about right
the street
across from the new driveway.
Up in this vicinity?
Yeah, it's across the street though.
But it's across the street. So
from
even if they were to install a new one, for the project, it's really low. Now, granted, I realize that the building itself that they're putting the office probably wouldn't require fire sprinklers, but I don't know what they're going to do to mitigate fire department's concerns for the public fire hydrant flowing.
And on-site.
Yeah. And on-site?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, don't your fire trucks have like big booster pumps? They just... So on those two items we talked about, we might end up having to do a tank. We talked about that last time. We knew we had 8-inch line coming off a 6-inch line. We just
right.
didn't know. And I had existing service there for the old businesses. So water's fine. The sewer, can we at least put it in that says that, not that we're required to do sewer, that... We'll put in the sewering system that's allowed. Because if there's an exemption that says, I don't want to put in a condition that says I have to hook to sewer, when I really should be allowed to hook, just have a septic tank for such a small facility, especially if I'm so far away from the sewering
system. The problem with that, Ed, is I'll just tell you what the Water Department standpoint is now, is that if we make an exception for one project, then
yeah.
we have to keep making exceptions for multiple projects.
Well,
and the goal of the
yeah.
The county and the SWRCB is that they want to get away from septic systems. So I actually would recommend, with myself present and other Water Department senior staff,
right.
that we sit down and talk about the sewer connection requirement, because that's actually the bigger one for the project. And I realize that it's also... very expensive for the owner for the project as well.
Well, just physically, it's an island too, so we'll talk about that. I
sure.
just don't want to make sure in the conditions it says I have to hook up the sewer.
Well, right now, that's what we're stating, is
well,
that it does have to.
Can we, is it possible to say that condition or subject to other alternative approved by the Water Department or something like that?
Sure. I mean, we could have it state that, but ultimately, we won't know until we meet
yeah.
right,
to discuss
right.
this what the final outcome is. So,
so
whatever
so
that is, I can, of course, relay that to Chantal and
so,
city planning.
So my thinking is, Ted, and again, respecting the other department, is we would have that condition in there, you know, that they need to put the new line in unless an alternative is approved by the Water Department.
That's fine.
So
yeah.
so the line goes in unless you're able to convince them otherwise.
Correct.
Kind of a thing.
That's acceptable.
Okay. So then, Chantal, if you could work with Ted to come up with some language.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything to add to the good of the order?
Go ahead.
Sorry, I just have a question on the Caltrans requirements. Had you put in another driveway, were they putting restrictions for a the direction of flow in and out?
Right, so it's all, it's right in, right out.
For both the driveways?
Both of them, yeah. So there's no left turn into any driveways.
It didn't indicate it on the map. That's always what we're questioning.
Okay, if you want to put it, if you want to.
Yeah, it says this in those.
I tried, we put arrows in.
Yeah.
Try to show it, and we did the turn, we showed the truck turning radius in and out on right in, right out.
Right, yeah, it didn't say that it was a left in, and that's, again, could be another concern that we may have, so close to a single.
So maybe in the conditions of approval under the traffic section, we could make that notation?
It's for Caltrans has the requirements, and again, they have authority on it.
The west driveway is in only, is that correct, or?
The west, oh yes, and the western driveway is in only.
Yeah, so just a right in on the western driveway.
Okay.
Correct.
So we'll include that in the condition.
Let's clarify that's in only, right in.
Right in.
Right in only, yes, yeah.
Left in.
No right out, no left-hand turns of any kind.
No sidestepping, no, yeah, it's just one.
Anyone else have any questions or comments?
Truck parking, any truck washing, any oil changes?
No maintenance, no washing.
Okay, I'm still provide you a permit application, just indicate that on the permit application, so that way we can verify, have it in writing that we won't require any.
Thank you. Anything else to add, Chantal?
That's all.
Okay.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
What?
I just want to say that this has been a very difficult project, and Chantal
yes,
has done a very good job, and everybody at the city has done a very good job. Caltrans has been a pain in the ass. they're tough. But anyway.
So you get to leave it. We got to work with them still.
I know. Yeah. Well, I got here. We got to work with them. And by the way, this is a very nice place to have this, and the air conditioning worked really good here.
Yes. Lord, thank you.
I'm telling you, I like this facility.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion for approval. This is for approval of resolution 2017-050, adopting a categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 1701.
Set motion.
Subject to a modified condition approval for traffic and for the water department.
Second.
Oh. Got a new voice over here. Okay. All right.
Another one didn't want to second it.
All right, Ed. Tell Bobby that we missed him.
All right.
Thank you. Chantal, if you would kindly introduce item number 5 for us, please.
Item number 5 is General Plan Amendment 16-07, Development Code Amendment, Zoning Map Amendment 16-08, and Conditional Use Permit 16-17. This is a request to change the land use and zoning designation of one of the parcels, which is currently zoned residential suburban. And merge those two lots in order to construct a gas station, convenience store, and car wash at the corner of Scenic Drive and Inland Center Drive. That's 841 South Inland Center Drive, located within the commercial general CG1 and residential suburban RS zones. An initial study and mitigated negative declaration was also prepared for this project. Additionally, a Type 21 off-sale general ABC license is requested for the project. Today we are recommending move to Planning Commission at a future date dependent on further review of the traffic study.
Thank you. Anything to add to that?
That is all.
Tom, if you would relate to your applicant owner, we appreciate that they took care of the screening. There was some graffiti, what have you. We contacted them, and it was all taken care of. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You
can
tell them.
CJ, you have anything for us, please?
Yeah, so
final WQMP will be required, and also for the prelim that was submitted, I don't believe we ever got a response as far as like the system that was proposed into the system, into the projects. And we want to discuss that with the engineer on that one also. Lot merger is required for these projects. Demo permit will be required, and also the alleyway between the lot where that access to pump sewer system. I'm not sure what's the process of this. Is the applicant submit plan for real property to vacate this alleyway or something? I'm not quite sure. I think that was one of the requirements we had asked for. And now that water department is taking over sewer, it needs to be satisfied to water department, and we will require the easement for that access also.
Thank you. Gary?
I just had a question. Do you know if the vacation of the alley proposed is actually approved yet by the city?
And we presented that almost a year ago.
Last I contacted anyone, it hadn't been approved yet for vacation. That's what I'm trying to...
Yeah, well, we presented the vacation application about a year ago, and the city was, when we were told, awaiting response from some of the utility companies.
Okay, so you haven't followed up on it to see with real properties?
No, I haven't. Because
okay. Obviously the project's dependent upon that.
No, I understand that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Robert, anything for us, please?
Inland Sanitary Department, I'm not just going to need to do anything at all. It's pretty much new asphalt, new curb and gutter, stuff like that. The location of the driveway is about as close as you're going to get because of the on-ramp and the need for the Caltrans to be involved with that portion. The less you have to deal with Caltrans, the more. We are going to be asking, again, same thing as last time, adding that street light be changed to a standard Cobra head with an LED on top of it. One of the things that we had a question on, and that this was something that came up from the very beginning, is access to that lift station. The city does not have an easement through Caltrans to go on to the on-ramp to maintain the lift station that's there. So we were asking some type of a sketch or something that we could actually approve, which is now Water Department to approve, so that they can get their equipment in, maintain, and do whatever they need to. So there may be an easement as part of the alleyway to get to that portion of it. If I remember correctly, that may or may not fit with your building. If there's another direction of it, so if there's a vacation of that alleyway and an easement going from a different location, as long as Water Department is okay with the easement location and for them to maintain and repair anything that they have on their lift station, then I just want to make sure that that's out there and we're taking care of that part of it. Other than that, I don't have anything.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us, please?
Yes, we need to review the traffic study. The scoping was done by one consulting and the traffic impact study report was done by another one. We did not approve the scoping previously. So there it could be a update to the traffic study for future scenarios. And once we're done with the review, we'll just send a copy.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Do you want me to have Urban Crossroads get back with you folks on this one?
Sure. I guess the scoping...
So that we can make sure we get the scoping.
Right. Correct. The scoping was done by a different consultant, LSA.
So we... The traffic study has to be revised, you're saying?
Yeah, well, we have not reviewed it yet.
Okay.
Because it was
okay.
Didn't come on time.
Okay. Thank you. Ted, anything for us?
Yeah, so it looks like there was an existing, from years ago, there was an old existing 3/4-inch domestic water service lateral that was there. So obviously, sorry, it's going to have a car wash. So yeah, you'll probably want to upgrade that. So Water Department can apply credits from that existing service when you apply for your new ones. Go ahead. Did you have a question?
And, there was two existing. There was a commercial building on our lot, on the RS lot.
Okay.
So there's two, I think, 3/4 meters.
There may be. I only found one.
Yes.
That that doesn't mean that the other one doesn't exist, but it may have been so old that it had dropped out of the newer system that we have. So we'll just have to do some research when you apply for your services. So you'll pay for the new water services, you'll pay the sewer capacity fees, and then the big one, I don't think I can say anything more than what Robert already explained. The water department's going to want to work with you on being able to continue to access that sewer lift station.
Thank you.
And hopefully we can work something out with the current building configuration that can satisfy both sides. And there is, I don't know if Jay has my contact info or not. I can give it to you. That way you can, or you can get the information through Chantal, and that way we can work together on the easement issues. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'll have another question going back to the vacation of the app. As I said, we presented that application almost a year ago when we presented our application for the project. And as I said, I have correspondence. There was another gentleman that was working here. I think he moved to a different jurisdiction, and then he was passing that on to somebody else. And, you know, what we last heard was that the city was waiting to hear from Edison, for example, that has the poles there, and Verizon or the cable company that has cables on those poles, to see if they needed to have that easement there. But our Edison says, we already have a design approved by Edison. Edison's bringing the power in from across the street. Those poles that post there, currently they're obsolete. They're not in use. They were only there when we were, that convenience store was there and the commercial center behind us. So we're the only users. Nobody else uses those poles.
Okay.
Do you have some documented correspondence with Edison? I'd like to follow up with our property specialist.
Yes.
And if you have that, you can send that over to me and I'll follow up.
No, we have that. Okay. So, and cable companies attempt to the post, and whoever moves the line, whoever moves their utility out of there has to, you know, like the Verizon or AT&T, whoever's there. If they move it last, then they pay for whatever. But our services are coming from across the street with a new design. I'll get those to sound up. So now going back to the vacation, what do we have to do there? I mean,
I'll follow up with Real Properties and find out what the next steps are.
Okay.
How close we might be to that.
Thank you. Okay.
So any recommendation or approvals would include a condition that would state that has to be resolved.
Yes, that's what.
You know, so that's so you know that would be included. Likewise with some of the items that the other items would have been raised. From environmental control.
Okay. We are going to require an interceptor for the car wash, a clarifier. We just don't know what size yet, so I'm going to provide you a permit application, and then we'll base the sizing off that. The convenience store, is there going to be any food preparation, or is it all grab and go?
It's cold, you know, it's sandwiches, and obviously hamburgers are going to be warmed up.
Okay. I'm going to provide you an application for that, too. We'll need to see plumbing plans for the car wash as well.
After we
size you out on the right size interceptor, that's when we'll require plumbing plans for that.
Right, so I mean, that would be prior to the planning commission or subsequent, when we're building?
Prior
to building, correct. And we present that with our construction drawings, all that done.
Okay, let me see the plumbing sheets for the
yes.
Yeah. That's it.
Thank you. Gracie, anything for us, please?
So I have a detail for you for the enclosure. You'll bill our standard plan 508-8515. The location's acceptable, and then work with the building division to make sure your ADA modification is acceptable. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Sarah, anything for fire?
No additional from fire.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Todd?
Same, no additional comments.
Do you have any questions? Comments, concerns?
Is it appropriate for me to ask a question about the trash enclosure?
Sure.
So in concept, we follow this, but modify it for ADA?
Correct. So your 8x15 portion will be our standard, and then you'll work with the building.
We want to eliminate
So far, so with that, for the benefit of the group, our recommendation is to move to the planning commission. Kind of want to gauge the level of comfort. I know that we have a couple of outstanding items, you know, to address. Is a preference to, I can entertain a motion to move to the planning commission, subject to the respective meetings, follow-up meetings that we have to resolve issues for conditions of approval that Chantal could then incorporate, or we can bring it back. I'm open to either. Are we good moving forward?
Really, with the, it's contingent upon the
traffic study.
Traffic study, correct? So, do you feel comfortable once that's approved, just going ahead and scheduling for planning commission, or would you want to come back to the ERC?
I think we should come back.
You think we should come back to the ERC?
Okay. So we could. So with that. Well, we still have to have it submitted. It hasn't been submitted yet, right? Is that what you're?
Well, we have the original study. It looks like need to be revised.
Okay.
A major revision on it.
Okay.
That's why instead of killing the time to review it, maybe we can talk to the traffic consultant and we tell him what we want so they can revise it quick. Okay. So we save some time on this.
Okay. I think we could move faster personally on our side to get you that, you know, revision, talking to the. I mean, this is the first time we've heard of this. I mean, you've had the traffic study for 8 months, okay? So, I would recommend.
Our traffic engineers have not had the traffic study done.
I didn't have it.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me, but the city's had it.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. My recommendation would be if we could tentatively, I mean, move us to the planning commission, and then if we don't get this thing cleared up, or your concerns cleared up, then, well, we put it off.
Well, eventually, we're going to clear it out, but this depends on when. If you want to schedule it now, I don't know if you want.
Yeah, we'll get it to you. I mean, our traffic engineer will move quickly.
Yes.
As I said, we didn't know these concerns. Obviously, Urban Solutions was the final, our traffic engineer that prepared the traffic study. Our scoping was done by a previous engineer,
right.
But if I recall correctly, in reviewing the traffic study, they made reference to that scoping based on the.
Well, but the scoping was not approved. That's the point I'm saying.
No, I know it wasn't. Correct. It was.
So now, when we revise the scoping, it's going to impact what they're going to be in the study itself. So they have to make a major revision.
But have you looked at the traffic study at all?
I just get it.
I think if you
what I'm saying,
it,
I compare the two documents, and that's what my recommendation is to let's revise the study before we spend more time on it in detail and say the same thing.
We could set it for the 12th, and then if we don't satisfy, timely your concerns, I would appreciate that. I mean, we've had this project now almost over a year.
So if I may, I would entertain the motion to move the planning commission, subject to final approval by traffic engineering. I mean, it just prevents it from coming back.
You'll need two others. You'll need real property and water department. You'll need to stick those in there also.
Right.
So any one of those could postpone it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I just
for an easement there.
Yeah,
well, we talked originally when we had the pre-app, and even when we had the incoming meeting, when we first took the application in, there was that discussion about, you know, that access road, the existing access
correct.
Road down in there. So I don't know whether or not that we've come to a final solution of what how that's going to be handled, right?
Yeah, we haven't. So
the goal is, I mean, if you've been around me long enough, I don't like to delay things. But at the same time, I don't like the practice of just approving a project with all these conditions, do this, and that, you know, the butt sandwich, as I call it, and then later on, there's issues and it's difficult getting those conditions met, and then now it's more challenging, you know, kind of thing. So,
but I think regarding the access, please, would you?
In any event, we would not take it to the planning commission until we had all matters resolved, you know, kind of thing. And so we have to say with certainty that we have
you know, these conditions, you know, addressed, whether it's the access, whether it's, you know, the an approved traffic study, you know, those kinds of things, infrastructure, those kinds of things. I mean, those are things that the commission is now asking of us to make sure that we do a thorough evaluation and condition things properly. And so, but again, I mean, for the benefit of the group, if we think that we could achieve that outside of this forum, that'd be great. And I mean, we certainly report as we go on. Yes, are we good? And not until all three groups are satisfied or whatever, will we do that. And that's just a suggestion. I would still entertain that motion if we could, please, to move the Planning Commission subject to clearance from the other three.
Water, yes. Real property and traffic.
Correct.
And Water Department.
I said Water.
Is that okay? You okay with that, Ted? More or less?
I'm kind of stuck. I guess. I mean,
you know, let's do this.
I think we can mitigate the
why don't we do this? I don't mean to cut you off. Let me.
Sure.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we continue this at the meeting of the 23rd, which is in 2 weeks? It doesn't lose any time as it relates to a Planning Commission meeting. Planning Commission meeting is on September the 12th.
Okay.
All right. We would have time still, because we have noticing requirements, those kinds of things that we have to do for the agenda. So what we can do is we can continue this matter to the meeting of August 23rd, which is in 2 weeks. Hopefully between now and then we'll be able to, you know, kind of get a better feel for where people are. I don't mean to put people on spot or what have you, or uncomfortable. So if that's okay, if we continue it to the 23rd, is that good?
Yeah.
2 weeks? So why don't we do that? I'd like to entertain a motion to continue this item to August the 23rd, please.
Set in motion.
Second.
Okay. So if that's okay, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, Chantal will be in communication with you. And yes, Tom?
Yeah, I get a card so I can get
of course.
Everybody in contact with the right folks.
Of course.
Excuse me.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Sorry, assuming that you guys didn't have a question.
Yeah, we're
okay.
We're not the drink person.
I just don't have much any drinks today.
Hey, we're just one of the things warm it up.
Thanks, Jay.
I'm just taking the treat now, right?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
The sidebar's over here.
Right next to the stone show.
Elizabeth, will you kindly introduce item number 6, please?
Yes. Item number six is pre-application 17-11. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a daycare facility involving the renovation of an existing commercial building containing approximately 4,797 square feet and the construction of a new commercial building containing approximately 2,700 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.37 acres. The property is located at 2500 North Del Rosa Avenue within the commercial general zone. There is no environment determination as this is a pre-application and this is just preliminary review with no action required.
Thank you. Anything else to add?
At this moment I'll like to present the preliminary application comments to the applicant.
Thank you. Chai, would you like to start us off, please?
So it seemed like this project will replace or add more than 5,000 square feet of impervious surface, and it seemed like we're going to need full CAD WQMP for this project. So, I mean, without knowing the exact impervious surface being replaced, we're going to place that conditions as the site plan seems to show that. most of the condition is just standard, as this portion of the project site is already built out, so that's fine.
I think if the group recalls, we did a general plan amendment and zone change for this property a while back.
Yes, it was.
There was, it used to be the old Arrowhead Credit Union building.
Right.
Kind of things like that. So now they're, we're looking at a reuse of that property.
Yes, that's right.
Anything to add, Gary?
If there's disturbed 1 acre, we're going to need a SWIP as well with, to go with that WQMP prior to construction.
Okay. Robert, anything for us, please?
Yeah, going through and looking at the right-of-ways there, it looks like we're going to be needing some dedication on Del Rosa to meet the 50 feet. It's about an 8.75 foot dedication. Curb alignment, we're not going to change. Need a little more time to look at the determination of that corner, if it needs to be improved to a 25-foot radius. It may already be at that, or if it's close, we may not look at that portion of it. Sidewalk, curb and gutter, a lot of it's already there. We're just looking to make sure that it's repaired. Anything that's damaged needs to be repaired. Your driveways would have to meet ADA requirements. And the existing street light that's there, we just want to have the LED, or sorry, the overhead high-pressure sodium taken out, and the LED head just put on top. The pole can remain, location can remain. It's just the taking the arm out and putting the new LED head on. And I think that's all the conditions I have, but they're on that sheet that was given. So.
Yeah, do you have a
shot? Thank you, Robert. Mahmoud?
Yeah, we need the traffic impact study scoping form. The guidelines just provided copied for approval before we do any study.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Ted?
No bad news on this one. So.
Thank goodness.
Right?
Yeah. Whole sunshine over there on the east side of the room.
So. This is actually in East Valley Water
District. Ah, no wonder.
Service area. And so they obviously currently there's water services to the existing facility and sewer service. One thing I will make you aware of though is that currently, as you may or may not be aware, East Valley Water District does not have their own treatment facility. So all of the wastewater does come to San Bernardino. So the reuse of this and the fact that you're adding the 2,700 square foot new building, there would be sewer capacity fees that are associated with that. I can either Elizabeth can give you my contact info, I can give you a business card, but those fees would need to be paid prior to issuance of the building permit. That's all.
Thank you.
So kind of two sides here. The daycare, I can't really see that, but is there a kitchen food prep?
Yes.
Oh, there is?
Yes. There is an existing kitchen there right now.
Okay, and you're still going to be utilizing that existing kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay, provide a food service permit application. You can fill that out. With the new building, do you have any proposed new tenants as of yet?
No, it's going to be an extension of the same square daycare.
Oh, so
it's just the capacity increase.
Okay.
The reason I had it separated is due to a fire department director last time for another project. She recommended that we have a 25 feet or 40 feet distance between the two, just so that we can bypass the
okay, so just to confirm, the new construction will be part of the daycare as well?
Yes, it is. It's going to be part of the daycare. So the whole site is going to be a daycare.
It's a same
thing. Okay. Right, so
we have separated for the convenience of the fire department.
Okay. I just need you to fill out a food service permit application and submit that, and then we'll go from there.
We have it from you?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, I have one last question. I have not purchased the property as yet because it is on escrow, but the condition is that provided the application is through, I will get to purchase it. My question is it something positive that I should do it? Because I have to ask you because I'm paying something like a rent just for the landlord to hold on to the property. I would rather purchase it and stop paying that maintenance fee.
Well, the purpose of this meeting, the pre-application process, is to assist someone like yourself, where you're looking at a potential investment in our community, and how you may develop that site or redevelop or reuse the site, kind of a thing. As we proceed here, you know these, we call them preliminary conditions of approval. So you'll know in advance, in order to do, if you were to move forward with the formal application, you know in advance what. Essentially, what it's going to cost you, that you're going to have, you know, you start to build on your cost when you build your pro forma, you know, what your offsite improvements are going to be and those kinds of things. And so this way, you know, we look at it from a land use perspective, we support the project. Okay, so when you're asking if we support a daycare facility at this location, the answer is yes. That's the first part. And then there's, like what I said, the butt sandwich. But you have to be able to do this, this, and this.
Right.
And that's what the purpose of this group is. You know, each department or division will have their criteria, requirements, or conditions that you would need to fulfill.
Right.
And so then the goal is for us to provide you with that information so then you could then make a business decision as to whether or not it pencils out for you, whether it's economically feasible.
Yeah, but your A is coming. I thought maybe I could go ahead.
Looks good so far, but I mean, I don't have your wallet. You know, that's.
But I'm okay with my answer because I've already got the budget with the pre-approval from the bank, everything. It's just that I want to make sure this is something that you guys are going to be saying yes.
Okay. Well, let us finish, and then we'll.
Yeah, my permit application just asks general questions. Are you going to be doing any remodels to the kitchen, or is it going to be the same kitchen, sinks, plumbing?
Actually, it's a break room. It's not the
break
kitchen.
Room?
Okay. Yeah, it's the existing break room that they, for the bank, they're using.
Okay.
We're going to use the same break room. We're not going to make any changes to that break room.
Yeah, I'll still, just the food service permit application, there's no fee associated with it. Just ask. Just lets us know a little bit more of what's going on with the project.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. I will ask that now before I lose my train of thought. You know, we've had a few daycare facilities that have gone through the planning commission, and one of the things that they keep an eye on that's of importance is the safety, you know, the children, especially as it relates to the pickup and drop off. So we'll have to pay attention to that to ensure that there's safe. You know, the traffic flow does not impede that safety kind of a thing. So that's
actually, if you look at the site plan, we have a location for drop off and pick up.
It's between
right.
The two buildings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to the north side of the first building.
Perfect.
Separates that from the main parking mm-hmm. traffic.
Okay. Good.
And also, the exit and the entry is not on this same street. Like we enter from Pueblo and exit from Del Rosa.
Okay.
So it's kind of not hindering the traffic.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, good. Gracie, anything for us?
Excuse me. So the location does have an existing refuse enclosure.
Yes.
We need you to please detail the drive aisle widths. I went out and measured, but I don't know if that's going to stay the same. So show how many feet we have on the outer drive aisle widths especially. And then you'll want to verify that the current ADA modification that the enclosure has is okay with the building department. So you'll verify that with them.
How much do you need as a driveway width? Because we have to.
For ADA, you'll want to verify that with the building division. We can work with the current bin storage area, but make sure your ADA modification is okay. That is currently existing. And then provide us the drive aisle widths that will lead to the enclosure off of Pumalo and then off of Del Rosa. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Okay, here we go. Sarah, like to start us off, please, over here.
Okay, so is the whole site secure with the fence?
Yes.
Okay. As far as the classification of use, the occupancy class, What's the youngest the children will be that will be there?
6 weeks.
Okay, so you'd be considered an I-4. An I-4, not an E, under the new building code, you're considered an I-4. So with that, you need to look at, if you do it that way, there's all the requirements for building that you'll have to meet, as far as exiting and all that. So we need to look at that, because when they're sleeping in there and they require assistance to get out, there's requirements for that sleeping area. They have to have two ways out. It's an I-4. There's two ways that these kids have to get out, because they need assistance. You have to have two separate ways of emergency egress out. Not a window, has typically is a slide here.
They're considered non-ambulatory, so they can't get up and walk out. Unless I see a two-month-old get up and run, then
sign them up.
So we need to look at accessibility out of those classrooms. Each classroom would have to be designed that way.
Okay.
And the second large thing is that because of the classroom setting, you're required to have a voice evac system, not just a fire alarm, a voice evac system. Okay, so that's a little more expensive than just a normal fire alarm, so keep that in mind. Okay, that's the voice sounding enunciation throughout, which would go all the way out to where we can hear it out on the playground. Yeah, and you'll have the outside strobes and horns. You should be able to hear it from there. As far as sprinklers, it's existing, it's non-sprinkler.
There are no sprinklers right now. It's less than 5,000. So
okay. And the new one is less than 5 as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's exceptions in the code if you sprinkler it, how you can design your alarm. But you need to work with building and I on the use, on the occupancy type, so we can address that. Okay? Other than that, it would be standard conditions. You would probably go through the state to get your 850 form. Make sure you apply with the state.
Yes,
okay.
With the child developers.
Yeah, you'll have to go through them, and then they'll send us the, once you get farther along in the project, make sure they approve the whole project as well, because it is a daycare. Okay? That's it.
It's all yours, boss.
Okay. So you got it easy with water, public works, and engineering, but building fire is a little different because of the condition. So. Just kind of going through it. I know it's prelim right now, but there are some set areas that we need to probably sit down and meet with. Again, I would, you know, we'd absolutely can reach out to you if we want to set a separate meeting to meet with building, fire, maybe planning involved, just so we can address a lot of the issues. Again, it's the type of use. So when we get with small children, they're non-ambulatory. We really need to focus on the site condition, the building, the type of construction. I mean, there's a big wide gamut that we need to look at. So I'll be more than happy to sit down with you guys and go through a little bit more of the script. I know this is your prelim. It's more addressed to a site condition. I know we've got some basic drawings on the building itself, but we do need to kind of take a look at it to help you guide you. Hate to get you through a process and you run into a wall once it gets into plan check. So more we can help, we'll sure try.
Here we have the contact information.
You can get with through Elizabeth.
Oh, you can get through us. Probably before submittal of a formal application meeting. Okay.
Yeah. And again, the goal is to, with follow-up meetings, so when you submit your formal application here in the near future, you'll be able to revise your plans, accordingly. So then when you come back, we can look at the plans, and then we can see that, yes, you've made the change, and then it goes quicker, kind of thing. Do you have any questions of the other committee members? Okay, so Elizabeth will be in contact with you, so we can schedule the meetings with fire and building and safety, we'd love to see the site redeveloped, and we look forward to this. We just want to make sure that your application is complete and reflects any of the questions or comments that the rest of the departments have.
Thank you.
All right. With that, no action required on this one. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
maybe 100
more places. There we go, that's good. So item number 7 is pre-application 1715. It's located at 258 East Redlands Boulevard. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a four-story motel containing approximately 24,000 square feet and comprised of 53 guest rooms, along with the construction of the required on- and off-site improvements. The site is approximately 0.7 acres, and it's located within the commercial regional CR3 zone. There's no requested action on this one. It's a formal application. And again, as we indicated on the previous items, it's just to provide you with input as to what modifications you need to address prior to submitting your formal application. With that, I'd like to proceed over with CJ. Would like to start us off, please?
Sure. I mean, the site, we have like just a standard conditions for this. Preliminary WQMP will be required, and a final WQMP will also be required. And it seems like it's going to be mostly just with fire and integrated waste as far as like for the site itself.
That's it.
I'm sorry, you said preliminary water quality?
Yes, and final. So we want to see the prelim prior to the DLC meeting, so prior to your entitlement hearing.
Gary, anything to add for that?
Well, just the general question that we had is, it is a fairly tight site that you've got there, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the old Taco Bell Taco, whatever it is, site.
Former Taco Bell, sir.
You've got several concerns with traffic. They're going to talk about that, I'm sure. And I think, given the preliminary nature of that concept that we have, I think I would encourage you to do the same thing that we did with the last applicant. Try to follow up this meeting with some of the individual staff members and see what kind of concerns. There's no consideration yet on that sketch for any kind of WQMP treatments at all. But sometimes it has a big impact. So we'd like a little bit more research done before you submit an application. Thank you.
Robert, anything for us, please?
You're only fronting Redlands Boulevard. There's a dedication to 50 feet. I'm not sure what the exact is right now. I've had conflicting maps say different things, so I'm not sure which one it is. Per our general plan, we'd like to have that as a major arterial as being 50 feet from center line over to your property. Curb line will still stay the same. We're not going to ask you for any type of change on the curb alignment. Any of the curb and gutter sidewalk that is damaged or does not meet ADA requirements, those will need to be upgraded or fixed at that during the construction. If driveway approaches, I do not know what's out there right now, but it does need to meet ADA requirements. And the width on our standard right now has not caught up with the fire department requirements. Our minimum width now is 26 feet at the bottom of the pan. If you have questions, you can ask me on that portion of it. A street light will also be required, and grinding and overlaying just the frontage of your parcel on the Boulevard. That's all I have.
Thank you.
A street light?
A street light, just one. We have on other developments that have come in further in either direction. We just have not caught up to your site yet. As other development comes in, we'll be asking to add on to those. If there's existing streetlights across the street, then we may have a possibility of running a conduit, so you'd have to put a new meter in. But we'll have to look at that, and we'll work with you on that portion also.
Is that it, Robert?
That's it.
Mahmoud, anything for us, please?
Yeah, we need the scoping form for the traffic study. You can hand you the copy. Just the last page of the form. Get that, we'll approve it, and we'll determine whether the traffic impacts are needed or not. The two driveways will be obviously right in and right out because of the median on the street, so it can be signed accordingly. That's it.
Thank you, Ramon. Ted?
So I want to say that I apologize for not having a copy of the standard requirements that I can hand to you this morning. The database the water department uses to enter into all of the standard requirements, it was not functioning properly this morning, so I wasn't able to print these off, provide a copy, but I can provide those to Oliver, excuse me, and then provide, I didn't say it, I said Oliver. and then he can forward
Oliver.
A copy. He can forward a copy to you. Currently, obviously, there were services to the existing site. We'll provide you credit for those services. I'm imagining, due to the nature of what you're proposing, the motel, that you'll want service upgrades for the water. And the only thing we'd be interested in seeing from the sewer side is just that the existing sewer lateral that's there will suffice for the purposes of the motel. So you'll have to provide us something from your engineer showing us that. And then you will have to pay sewer capacity fees to us for the type of use in the building. You will get some credit for the existing structure that was there, but we can work all that out outside. But other than that, it's essentially standard requirements. There's no main extension or anything required, or sewer lift station. I said that joking. I'm all done.
You got it unread?
Yes.
You're going to operate a kitchen or a restaurant within the motel? Okay. I'll still provide it to you if you can just state that in the application. Just state that you're not going to operate a restaurant outside. Just submit that to us. That'd be great.
Thank you. Tracy, anything for us, please?
Yes. So the refuse enclosure location is acceptable, but we just have concern with the sidewalk and the parking stall next to the enclosure. You need to protect those so that the doors don't swing on both sides of the enclosure. But you'll be building our standard plan 508, 8x15, which I've given you. Interior dimensions for bin storage, and you'll work with the building division to modify that standard to meet ADA access requirements. The ADA is in addition to the 8x15 for bin storage. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Sarah?
I don't know. What's how deep is the hotel? How deep is that? There's nothing on here now.
Roughly 60 feet. If you look at the floor plan, that's in your big plans. But front to back, it's 60 feet. And the front of the hotel sits about 120 feet from the street.
How wide is the hotel?
Like
127 for a back PL.
Yeah.
Some change.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we need to just get within 150 feet of all portions of the building.
Right.
So with where we would pull on this particular, with the height, I don't know if we'd be able to get our truck in there and aerial up to the top.
One thing
of that.
We did was we, and I did consult the fire standards, the site access standards.
Site access,
so the driveway is directly off the street are 26 feet wide, but the drive in front of the building is 30 feet wide.
Correct. I'm talking about our aerial ladder. Because of the setback, we have parking stalls in front of the hotel as well, and then you have that additional setback for us to get to the top of the hotel. We have a certain requirement with those parking stalls. We might have to move that for us to be able to get close enough.
Okay,
and then
I'm familiar with that, and I think it's typically like 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so our parking stalls are 18 feet deep, and then the walk is tapered there, but I don't think it ever gets beyond 30 feet. Let's just say that.
And the height of the building?
Yeah.
Plus that, you have to consider that as well.
Okay,
and then we have to be able to get to the rear 150 feet of all portions of the building, so I just need to see that.
Okay, yeah, I know we can diagram that on there pretty
easily. Then he'll talk about it, but the setback is a little close on the backside. So, but if you can at least provide that to me before we move any farther, so we can, if you have to move the building out or turn it, that's it. That's my biggest concern right now.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. We got a lot of stuff going on this small site. again, it's a very prelim drawing. So from, I think Sarah tickled a little bit on, you know, the access or clearances around, not knowing your type of construction and everything going on right now at this point, you know, it's gonna have a big factor on what direction we go into. Your setbacks are very close on, you know, property line locations. So it's definitely something that we're gonna need to take a look at. So I really don't have much comments right now because they're just, it is a very prelim stage at this point. So once I get a little bit more information, we will assess it and give you a better direction. Again, always welcome if you want to chat. We can sit down, get the group together, and kind of talk about the construction side of it and kind of see what direction you want to go in with it. The other day, and again, once we start moving the building, it does affect planning requirements. It's gonna be a domino effect all the way through. So
we want to
make sure we're heading in the right direction.
Do a lot of hotels and understand like the percentage of openings allowed and all that close to the property line,
right,
and all of those sorts of issues. So.
Sure.
So
as we did with the other applicant, I think what I'll do is I'll ask Melina to schedule a meeting with us, including myself and Todd and Sarah, so that we could sit down and kind of go over a little bit more detail. In the meantime, I think if you could prepare an exhibit that's fully dimensioned and maybe be able to address some of these fire safety and building and safety items in terms of accessibility, those kinds of things. And so hopefully, so our first meeting, when we meet, it would be a little productive. You know, kind of a thing. And so I think it's a start, and our goal is to get you towards a formal application. Do you have any questions of the group?
So thanks again for taking the time to meet here. Next steps on this, obviously schedule a meeting, we'll have a more dimension plan. Mm-hmm. When do we think we can do that ballpark?
Can we do that next week, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you guys have another meeting in 2 weeks that
yes.
we can get on to, potentially?
Well, actually, we don't need to have... From here, we can move forward to try to get to a formal application. I know you're trying to get to a conditional use permit application to get filed. So we don't need to come back under this pre-application to accomplish that. I think we've kind of heard what some of the criteria is going to be. I think the building and safety fire items, you know, though that's most importance to us. You know, so we want to make sure that that's fully addressed. And so I think that our next meeting next week, we could address and hopefully resolve a lot of those matters, and so that you can revise your plans and get your formal application in. So we'll know better when we meet next week, and then whatever adjustments or revisions you need to make, I'm going to guess it's probably going to take 2, maybe 3 meetings before you submit your formal application.
Sure.
And I think it's also going to be added how much detail you give to us too. I mean, again, you know, the information we're going to give is going to be based upon the information you give back to us. So if you come back in. I'm sure you have a little bit more advanced drawings here at this point. I mean, I would hope by next week,
right,
that way we can make an assessment and then guide you into what's going to, you know, complete the project. So, again, we're going to kind of lay it back into your guys' capable hands of getting into something that we can take a more formal look at. I mean, again, it's not a formal plan review, but at least it's something that we can put a comfort level to once you get through all the approvals of your CUP process, that once you get into plan review, you know, by everyone, that there should be minor hiccups, okay?
Yeah. As far as traffic goes, and, you know, that scoping form to determine whether or not we need a traffic study.
That's correct.
Okay. And obviously all of that will have to be completed prior to getting on commission. Right?
Yeah, prior to submitting your application. So I would have, I would ask that you suggest that you complete that as, you know, as quickly as possible. You can submit that at any time.
Okay.
And then, then we can provide you with some guidance. And then, because it takes a little bit of time to prepare those, if you need to prepare one, and then this way you can get that company or that firm started on preparing that.
Sure.
So it doesn't slow down your schedule. Unless there's anything else, I mean, there's no action required on this item. Again, we'll schedule a meeting with you, and we'll keep moving on this.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Do we have any business cards we can grab?
I'm going to go ahead and give you mine.
Okay, I'll be here. Just in case we need to follow up on. Thank you.
Email me if you have any.
We will.
All the cards for the office, same contact.
Great, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Too appreciated.
Thank you. We got your card last time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But if not, I can give one to Oliver.
Okay, perfect. I think we have your info from our meeting.
Okay, with that, 11:30, entertain a motion to adjourn to the 23rd, please.
Is that a motion?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Second.
Okay, we're.
We'll see what we see.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down.
I don't think you can.